The 11th South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation SAARC Summit concludes today in Kathmandu. The 7 Nation SAARC Summit concluded today in Kathmandu, in which the member nations pledged to fight terrorism in a comprehensive and holistic manner. Despite all this, the summit failed to ease surging tensions between India and Pakistan. Addressing media persons after the summit, Pakistan President General Pervez Musharraf suggested 2 steps in improving relations between India and Pakistan. The first and foremost being reducing the existing standoff between the 2 countries.
There are 2 methods or 2 steps to going forward, 2 stages. I would say stage 1 is in the immediate context. We must remove the dangerous tension standoff existing between India and Pakistan. This is in the immediate context. And in a longer term context, we need to address the main disputes, all disputes confronting India and Pakistan, to settle them in an amicable manner in the interest of both the countries and in the interest of the deprived people of South Asian region. We did meet informally. This has been an informal interaction because we were together so many times. We did meet informally again, but it was not a formal bilateral meeting as you are mentioning. It was an informal interaction, and the same thing with the foreign ministers did also informally meet. And as I said, we only hope that this informal interaction will lead to a formal interaction in the future.
On the other hand, Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, while addressing media persons, said SAARC is an economic forum and not a platform to discuss bilateral issues.
प्रारंभ से SAARC का ये नियम रहा है कि उसमें विवादग्रस्त प्रश्न खड़े नहीं किए जाएंगे, विपक्षी मामलों को वहां उजागर नहीं किया जाएगा। SAARC की सफलता के लिए यह आवश्यक भी है, आर्थिक सहयोग के लिए बना हुआ मुख्य रूप से संगठन अगर राजनीतिक विवादों में उलझ गया तो उसका जो मूल उद्देश्य है वो विफल हो जाएगा।
पाकिस्तान वुड होस्ट द 12th समिट ऑफ द 7 नेशन SAARC नेक्स्ट ईयर। This was announced by President Pervez Musharraf at the closing ceremony of the summit. Rashmi Kabra, ANI.